pass it down, I'm gonna come in.
Sneak cue, man.
You know how you gonna come in? You may already have anything that bust out, you know what I'm saying? Right. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the watch out now.
You whack motherfucker.
Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Hey, yo, let's it's your main man, Jay Red, can't do with the motherfucking fade.
And it's your boy Marquise, aka I Am Marquise on Instagram.
And it's your boy Q coming live from the west side.
Yo, yo, yo. Cute man, cute. You sound too motherfucking cute, cool over here, bro.
Man, you know, man, you gotta stay cool because it's hot out here, man.
Marquise came down with the motherfucking fit.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell everybody, look, I just got this Dolphin shirt just to go with these shoes. We losing, but shit.
But niggas should even say that, though. Like niggas should even, like, You a real fan when you got the jersey. You know what I'm saying? If you wearing a shirt,
man, but you know how them old heads. I'm only wearing my team.
But now if I got the jersey, man, I'm rocking that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my team. But if it's just like a shirt, like I had a damn Dallas Cowboy shirt. You know what I'm
saying? They brought the pressure with that shit.
Nah, I'm fucking. But salute to them niggas, bro. Salute to motherfucking Dak. Oh, yeah,
they up right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's
but before
go,
we get started, go, man, it's me and this bitch. We got my guy Marquise, and then we got the guy Q. Josh is absent. I don't know what my nigga Josh shit. He out here.
When you hear this, Josh, don't worry about it. We gonna talk.
We'll see you
next
at
time
the shop.
You get a fade, nigga.
We'll see you at the shop.
Where was you? We was tripping out on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, shout out my nigga Josh, man. I'm sure he probably like...
Shout out to Josh.
Yeah, he better be knee deep in some vagina or some shit. Like, that's the only way.
The only reason he better be knee deep.
I ain't really no excuses, man. Like, I got some bad excuses. Like, my excuses range from like some awful shit. Like,
that's the only reason.
The only reason. Hey, but like, it was funny though. Like, that's been my only reason for like life. Like, my excuse, when I got pulled over one time, like, I just let my girl have, like, my excuse is always a girl.
Yeah.
This shit always, I swear to God, nigga, like, this shit always work. You know what I mean?
Listen, I ain't gonna lie, being a barber, man, that definitely is the move to pull, man.
What you mean?
Man. Somebody try to come in real late, yeah, like, look, man, I gotta meet my girl tonight. Hey, listen, that's the perfect look. I'm telling you.
Niggas
be like, all right.
Yeah, I feel it. But some niggas don't. Some niggas like, what's 30 minutes?
Why you late, man? Fooling around my old lady, man.
She off a pier. She want to get free. Nah, this shit lit, man. Hey, Marquise, man.
What it do?
Let me know what's up, bro. Because a lot of my niggas be like, man, I be at the barbershop. I was waiting about 2 hours before I got a haircut. I was like, 2 hours, nigga, you but came late. You're like, nah, I was 5 minutes early. And I was like,
man,
you be having a nigga waiting 2 hours for a haircut, man.
Hell no, man. It just be rough on me, man. You know, I try to tell nobody no. You know what I'm saying?
So, I know, what you mean? Like,
I don't turn nobody down, man.
Oh, because, they call you? You be like,
yeah,
nah.
I just tell them, come on, yeah. I give them a certain time, but like, I apologize to all the people that I had waiting 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just be getting rough on me. So I'd be like, hey, man, how about you let my boy cut you up? You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know, we all good.
They see the nigga cut his hair, that nigga, risk. Like,
I'm like, man, look, you straight, bro. But look, it just be a lot on me. God bless me, man, with the clientele.
Yeah.
So, you know,
one thing I always said about you, Mark. I was like, man, Marquis got a bunch of motherfuckers, like, you know what I'm saying, bunch of niggas, you know what I'm saying. That's why when I be like, man, I don't fly driving today, I be like, that nigga got a bunch of motherfuckers anyway. Like, shit,
Mr. Popular, goddamn it,
he's good on me though.
Yeah,
hey man, that's a blessing though, bro. You know what I'm saying, having all that clientele.
It is, man. You know, starting from the ground up, man. You just gotta stay humble and keep on doing it.
So
dedicated.
So niggas ain't waiting 2 hours no more.
Man, I try not to keep away 2 hours. Man. I try to be better on my organizing. That's why I got a book.
Yeah, I try
to write it down and stuff.
Get you a book.
Look, I done been burnt so many times by people saying I'm gonna be there at a certain time and then never make it. Yeah. So like, if a walk-in
or even
come
be late,
if a walk-in come in, I'd be like, yeah, I'll get you, bro. Because not by 7 or 8 times out of 10, this nigga might not show up on time. So I try to squeeze in. It'll take about 15, 20 minutes to squeeze somebody in.
Yeah, I got you.
You know.
Hey, but the nigga was telling me that shit, like I understood, but at the same time, I was like, man, I know, like, niggas be lying, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, you came in 15 minutes late, you know what I'm saying? Nigga was sitting there.
That's another thing,
and yeah. I know you, I know y'all niggas be like, when y'all be cutting niggas' head, it be like, you know, when you know you taking a long, or you know, like, damn, this nigga been waiting for like 3 hours, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your head.
Look, and there's another thing about waiting 2 or 3 hours in the barbershop too, because it ain't like we keep you bored.
Yeah. We'll keep you busy, man. We might have a little, you know, especially on a Friday. You know, we got to run every Friday.
Yeah.
You know, we got to run it. You know, you got to.
What's the busiest
day?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Shit.
See, I'm a Tuesday about 11 type of nigga. Slow as fuck.
You definitely in and out.
You know what I'm saying?
You get VIP treatment on that time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in and out. Hey, have y'all seen the Bevel joint?
The bevel. Oh yeah, man. You got to be on the waiting list to get that.
Really?
Shit.
I just saw it online. So you can buy that bitch right then and there. But you ain't gonna send it to you.
I really don't even know like what's up with it though.
Yeah, you know, I just know it's fucking just look good as a motherfucker.
Yeah, it looks so like futuristic now. Back to the Future shit.
I mean, but I don't really know much about Blade, but I be seeing that bitch.
It's supposed to be top notch, man. You know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my hands on.
Yeah.
It's creative as hell to come up with your own Blade as a barber. Like, damn.
Who came up with it?
Nas Barber. Yeah. And then that's so player because. That's free promo. And that's promo to the masses. Yeah. He put it in the song. Signature
still,
fade.
He had a Blade, but still not put a nigga in the game.
Yeah. It's the truth, too.
The wall.
The Walmart joint.
Come get in the chair. See what happens.
And actually, Clippers is how you cut.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
Sometimes I cut with the cheap Clipper, man, just to humble myself.
Yeah. what the cheap Clippers do?
Oh yeah, they'll skip you up.
It's rough on ethnic hair. It's rough.
Yeah. You ever seen a kid play hopscotch?
Yeah,
that's how you. There you go.
Hey, I had seen you had posted some shit. You was like a barber challenge or some shit. Well, I seen Carter Barbershop posted
the Beauty Expo. Oh yeah, man. It's like a multicultural beauty expo. They got it going on November 6th at the Jackson Convention Center. It's this Sunday actually. I mean, we're gonna be cutting in it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be really You can come up there and order your faded t-shirts. We're going to put you in the game if you get in the chair. It's just going to be Carter's Barbershop up there, man. We're just going to be putting on for the city. You know,
Whole Carter's Barbershop?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be two barbers, but the whole shop is going to be there. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be two barbers cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be good.
Niggas finna be working, man.
Yeah, man. We're finna showcase our skills. Yeah. That's what I put on Instagram.
No, I was thinking, like, is it a competition? Or y'all just...
It's a barber battle.
Y'all in it?
No, I'm not in it.
Why you want to be in the barber battle, man?
Man, I can be so, in it, yeah, man, but it's a couple competitions that I ain't going to say I'm scared of, but it's a couple of them that I'm not really interested in being in and winning. Like, they got a 10-minute ball fade. I ain't really trying to cut no ball fade for 10 minutes. Like, real talk. Hey, because, like, you're really just rushing your cut. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to really showcase your skill rushing the cut.
Yeah, so
I'm looking at a traditional cut, you know what I'm saying? Like anything other than a 10-minute ball fade.
Right.
You know?
But them young, you know what I'm saying? Them young niggas really, you know what I'm saying? Need like, what you call it, like closure is just some, you know what I'm saying? Some eye look. It's like,
they got design.
I don't want you to come. I don't want no cut in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Ten minutes? Like,
hell yeah.
Nigga, what'd you get?
But I got a nigga named Quincy. You remember Quincy motherfucking Morris?
Yeah.
Yeah, he do a little hair. He do all right for a little haircut, but he charged $10. He cut that bitch in like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get that bitch, you be in and out.
Quincy cut my hair a couple times before. Quincy can cut. Shout out to Quincy. I told Quincy, I said, Quincy, get your barber license, man. Come on and cut. Man, I ain't trying to cut no hair, man. I like Quincy, come on.
But see, Quincy do good for what he do, though. Like, Quincy got a damn full-time job, and he'll make, you know what I'm saying, but little 150 on the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Cutting.
He's like coming from a college barber, you know. He's cutting his niggas and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
so
it's all good. Shout out to Quincy.
Yeah, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
Quincy, he be fading niggas to be fading.
Yeah, Quincy.
He hit that fade right.
Yeah, I remember that nigga came and sat in my chair one time. He had a wedding to go to. He said, hey, cub, put me in the game. I got a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, bro.
Do the Carter's or Style Depot?
Carter's. Okay. Carter's. Yeah, Carter's Barbershop. Yeah. That's what it is. Carter's
Barbershop. I didn't know he came so recently, though. Like,
man, it was about 2 or 3 months ago.
So how long Carter's been open?
Since February.
It was about 8 months.
Lit out here in these streets,
man. We've been trying to grow, man. That's all. That's what it's all about, trying to grow.
Yeah,
we got my nigga Willie in there too. My nigga Breon, yeah, man. Them niggas, they good dude,
OG
man.
Breon,
yeah. They coming with his shit. They coming with their shit too.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
real, definitely.
They ain't in the building, but shit, they around somewhere.
Yeah. Man. who else in the building? I mean, around you in the building.
That's about it. Just me, Q, Willie, and Breon.
I'm talking about the beauty salon around that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's Sensational Women. They write their name.
So door. Everybody that bitch do hair.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's dope. I see you still rock with the same people you came with. You got Q over there.
That's what it is.
I see Q. For you know sure. What I'm saying? I guess y'all niggas was just like, don't you hate this motherfucker? I hate it. Y'all niggas is like, you want to go somewhere else? We can't.
Man, you know, man, it was God timing, man. It, like the situation that happened, man, you know, something bad had to happen. And then before a nigga could even let it sit down on him good, man, God, you know, he do it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't even religious like that, but I just know, you know, really real. I can honestly say, you know,
I done
seen better days since we made that move, man. It weighs it, man, for real.
But I be looking at Child Boys on the pictures and shit. I be like, man, that's a good move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? No switch ups. You know what I'm saying? No new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who you want to get money with. You know
for
what
real.
I'm saying? Look here, man. I ain't trying to get money with just any of the other niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I get money with the same motherfuckers.
Same nigga you started with, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, then the shit more, it's just more organic. I don't know. Like, it's just more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can, like.
I believe, you know. You get new people gravitate to you because they want a piece of what you got. If not, they want everything you got.
Yeah.
You know, you just gotta stick with what you know. Stick to your people, man.
Who better, you or Marquise?
Man, me, man.
I want to talk about nigga. I want to see your Marquise there.
Man, he let me get in that sometime, man. He let me get in that sometime.
He hold a mirror, talking about something. Hey, you. Like,
you know what?
That's one thing I hate. Cutting a barber's hair. Hey, like, if you a barber, don't you? Niggas hate cutting barber's hair, bro. Because they sit in the mirror, they be like, hey, bro, did you? Nigga, look.
You even faded like tight as I wanted to.
I tell a nigga, look, if you in my chair and you a barber, I'm the barber right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to check and see and all the other stuff, bro. But
that hold a mirror and talk shit.
Man.
Like, nigga, why you sitting in my chair then if you finna sit in the whole
Barbers get mad. Barbers get mad. Listen, barbers get mad when a person come in and they all in the mirror like, hey, hit this. No.
Or grab a clipper and be like,
but when that barber sit in another barber chair, oh man, he probably finna walk you through the steps to how to cut his hair. For real, man. That,
but see, you don't go through that because you don't get no motherfucking haircut or just like a tight ass.
Marquise hit me with the razor here and there. Yeah, man. He slide through, man. For real, man.
Razor
he
keep me. Work.
Hey, with his fresh Marquise, a smile at you and be like.
Look, I know it look good when he just stand back and he just nod. Yeah. He give you that little nod. Yeah. Like, yeah, I see. Yeah, that's that.
Y'all
that's,
be seeing a meme. Be like, when the barber you 2 minutes. Many of these looks or some shit.
You're
gonna be looking like,
I already know.
Drop down.
Head again. What you don't want to hear is, damn.
That's
what you don't
want to
hear. Damn.
God damn. It's your head.
That's what you know it's something.
God damn, man. Nah, man. Ain't nobody really just like, I want to say, just fuck my line up.
Oh man.
But I was talking to Chris Lockhart. We had Chris Lockhart on the show last week.
Uh-huh.
He was like, man, I ain't had a line in 11 years.
Damn. He got them dreads though.
Yeah, but I just be like, nigga, I had to have a line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got
Some people ain't gotta get a line.
That's true.
That's natural. Like, bro, that's cool. But at the same time, like, man, we get a line, bro. That shit, you ain't gotta get a haircut. Your shit gonna be nappy, but a line makes your shit like.
Yes, it'll make it. It'll make it bring it back. Bring some life back to it.
Tenny, come holler at me.
Yeah, like, man, look at me. I need a motherfucking line.
Man, I promise, dog. The first time I ever got my line fucked up, I did it myself.
For real?
I was the first nigga to
ever. So, how long you been cutting hair, kid?
Man, since I was 7th grade, man.
For real?
Since I was 7th grade. Started out, my partner, man, his barber went out of town or something like that.
Yeah.
And his mom was like, what? I know they got some clipper down there. No, go down there. No, I got to act up. He was the only kid, you know. And she worked all the time. I got four brothers, you know, it's five of us. So she like, man, somebody got some clippers in, you know. He come down there. He come down there. He like, dog, I need a line, man. Man, I ain't stopped since then, man.
Yeah.
I ain't stopped.
Where get your barber license from?
Man, I went to Virginia College, man.
Virginia College? Is that?
Yeah.
I ain't no Virginia College.
Man, they stopped it. It got real over there. But it was cool, man. When I started, they had 100% passing rate.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I was focused on. Like, man, I need to go somewhere where I'm really, you know, get in tune with this whole thing, man, so I can get familiar with it. So when I come out, I can hit the ground running, man.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, they prepared me for it.
So you say you've been coming to seventh grade, to now I don't know how old you is. How many years is it?
Man, I graduated 2009.
Oh, okay.
So this, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a... 13 years, like 14 years almost.
Let's see.
Somebody better find out.
From seven to nine is six. And from six to now is like about 6 or 7 years. So it's like 12, 13.
Yeah, it's a
game.
I would say, Cub been cutting. Well, you've been cutting since you was in seventh grade. Cuz, you've been cutting since what?
I've been, like 2011.
So this is like
about
6 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
And this, damn, it's crazy.
That's good, man. Look at me. I know a lot of niggas. I'd be like, man, like, sometimes I'd be like, I want to cut hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'd be like, nah, I can't really like cut hair. Like, I don't really like touch people's heads. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're like, man, that's some good ass money. You know what I'm saying?
About that. I ain't never think about that. Like,
you gotta like, touch a lot of people's heads.
Yeah, you really do. Like, you gotta deal with a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, niggas' breath. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Niggas' ear. Nigga, look. Niggas, clean y'all ears. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What you mean? Like, inside of that bitch?
No, around the top of your ear. If you got glasses.
Yeah, I cut a nigga tonight, dog. This nigga said, man. I'm trying to get us together here. He's sitting in my chair, and I'm looking at him. He keeps sucking his teeth, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, man, you must just got some permanent put in. He like, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. It smelled like he opened a casket.
Yeah.
Man, he's like, man, I ain't been able to brush my teeth in about a week, man. Like, so you like, I'm like, you for real? He was like, yeah, I'm dead ass. I got a cut from you last week, and I went and got the gold put in. I ain't brushed my teeth in a week.
Damn.
I'm like, yes, I can tell.
Yeah, that's all I want to tell.
It's crazy, man.
You know, clean your ear. That's my only thing.
Personal hygiene is a must, man. Personal hygiene is
what?
A must.
So when they wear glasses, is it just what?
It's like, I guess it's like an extra something that I don't know.
It
what
builds
it is.
Up. Yeah. You know, I guess
like
dirt just builds up.
Man.
Yeah.
It builds up behind your ear, man. When you
it cake up and get crusty.
Yeah, man.
It's nasty.
Oh, crusty. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What about them bumps in the back of niggas' heads?
Oh, man.
Like, I pride myself on not having bumps. Like, it's like one of my.
Some of that stuff come from unsanitary clippers.
Yep.
Some of it come from, you know, just not taking.
Oh, let me tell you this story, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm chilling with, y'all familiar with the nigga A-Rab?
Soldier Boy, A-Rab.
Yeah. So okay. He was down here like he be down here. It was like like 2 weeks ago, about a month ago, and talked to him about a video, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We were chopping it up. Then this nigga just like barber just popped up. He's like a walk-in barber. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was like, damn, I could use a touch up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I went to this nigga. Then like a couple days later, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, never felt this shit. You know what I'm saying? I might have felt it back in high school or some shit, but since then, like, I never felt it. I had it rubbed the back of my head. It just felt kind of sore. I was like, am I finna get these little bumps? This thing? You know like, I got scared as hell. Yeah. So I had, like, put, like, a hot towel on that bitch. Mm-hmm. I had Google some shit, like, put a hot towel on that shit. Yeah. I ain't getting no bumps, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was like, I ain't never doing that shit again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never going to.
One thing you gotta make sure, if you ever sit in somebody's chair, man,
make sure they spraying this shit.
Make sure they clean it. Clean,
yeah. If that shit ain't in a blue can or orange and white can. Yeah.
Man, if I spray them for you, be like, hey, bro, hey, let me spray them for you. You can't say no. You know
what I'm saying? Like, hey, man. Shit. But that's some shit I'd never do again, bro. That I was like, man, this shit, like. It just like I just didn't like it. I was like,
yeah, it can get ugly, man.
Yeah, the whole time I'm like, man, like, if I could eat bumps in the back of my head, my girlfriend to come, you know what I'm saying? She like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck this, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, man, when you dealing with cutting hair, man, you dealing with some real shit.
And I was thinking about like, I can cut the bumps up. But at the same time, I'm like, nigga, like damn, me, bumps, right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like fucking having fucking herpes. Like, nah, I can cover herpes. Like, man, hell no. Like, that's like defeats the purpose.
Yeah. It's real.
Hey, but who y'all boy got in the Super Bowl, though? I mean, not Super Bowl, but right now, the nigga's saying Cowboys and Patriots.
Man, you already see it, man. Y'all see it. It's on the chest.
Patriots, man. Miami and the Patriots, real?
No.
That'll I'm never happen. Buffalo, man. I'm going to
stay around
with Buffalo.
Well, how he doing? How he doing?
He doing pretty good, man. I think he healing pretty good. Okay. I seen him on Instagram, and I talked to him about probably about a month ago.
What's wrong with his knee or something?
His back. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, man. So I think he's trying to
back injuries.
He's trying to recover, man. So I think he's doing pretty good. He in good spirits, though. I know that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But I said I'm still rocking with Buffalo.
How long you been rocking with Buffalo?
Since he was playing with him, man. Yeah. So it made me gravitate toward Buffalo. So I was liking him. And then I like how Tyrod played too, man. That nigga pretty good.
Well, who you had before?
49ers. I was really following Boo, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was just wherever Boo was playing, I was like, man, I'm going to watch this nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go for this team because he was hooking me up with gear and shit. So I had to, you know.
You can't just be like, man, 49ers. Then you be like, man, I don't know what the 49ers
are. Yeah, I was a 49ers fan, shit.
Shit. Patriots winning this year, Booby. You know, I'm going to go with them. You can't say that. Like, shit.
So, man, I'm just a fan of football, period. Though. Yeah. So I really ain't, you know, got no. Down,
I already know you play football.
Yeah, because I play, so I'm a fan of the sport. So I just love this shit.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, when I was buying some Sprite,
what?
I was like, man, these niggas really be out here playing football and the heat with help is on. like,
you get real.
Man, you
shit hot as fuck.
You get real, man.
Y'all niggas don't pass out, bro. Some niggas fucking out of that
bitch. Man, people, you know, think about NFL niggas, man. Yeah. Shh, man.
Salute to all the niggas.
Niggas do some crazy things for their bread.
I mean, niggas up north don't even get hot, right?
Especially after watching the concussion movie, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you seen it,
Keith? Man, yeah, I seen it, man.
Keith, that shit is bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
bad, man.
My auntie was like, I don't want my son. Like, he was playing, he was cold. You know? Like, I don't want my son playing football. Like, that shit real, like. I mean, but
it is, man.
But at the same time, like, people go through the shit without having a concussion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Also, people.
Not everybody, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit is definitely a reality. Yeah, yeah. But it's not a.
Especially like what Cam Newton just went through, like about a couple weeks ago when he had.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably chill out. You know, if I was him, I'd probably chill out. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Change your style up, man.
I don't know.
That's some scary shit, man.
Definitely protect yourself, for real. Better.
But on concussion, they were like he was like a center. He was like the ball center.
Yeah, right. He was in the trenches,
But when you think the running back take more motherfucking hits than that?
Yeah, there's a lot. Listen, I'm surprised.
If he ain't running the ball, he blocking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, man, you don't play defense, you know you playing. Like,
that's like probably one of the safest positions to play. Like,
you can't really say defense. Remember Junior Seau?
Oh, defensive end? Okay.
Remember Junior Seau? You know? He was a heavy hitter, you know.
But see, the wrong problem with that is these motherfucking 5'11 niggas can't hit Cam Newton 6'5. Right. Like, shit, like, you even hit this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You hit him. You know what I'm saying? But, like, Cam gonna run your ass
off. My man just got fined today, man. Dude that hit him, man. Low blow on the knee. Yeah. Get him a knee shot. He got fined, like, the other day. It was yesterday, I think.
And then niggas be having guns, nigga, wide receiver from from the Eagles. He had some guns with him, and he was just like going crazy.
Strapped up.
All right, man. He was like, what NFL player you don't know that don't have guns?
Why you telling? Why you telling, man?
Yeah. You got caught. Yeah. Niggas, man. Speaking of guns, man, the block party.
Hey, man. Hey, just did you saw the video, right?
Yes.
You saw the video, right?
Man, I was there.
You were there.
Man, right there.
Run me through it, bro.
Man, it was thick in that bitch, man. We just had made it in, man. Probably about, maybe about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We went up in this motherfucker. And,
what you was
that,
Marquise?
Sound like somebody outside.
Oh, it's
probably my roommate or something.
Keep going. And this nigga here, man. We walking, man. We're probably about 10 minutes in. Get down.
Oh, so you was in that bitch.
Like, I was in there. Yeah. Like, I was going to a certain location to meet somebody.
What song was playing?
matter of fact, they was playing Nuck If You Was Buck. Nuck If You Buck. They
played Juju on that.
It was the real Nuck If You Buck, right? It was the real. Yeah, that is. But it's crazy. That was the song that was playing. But as soon as we walked past these three chicks, I can never forget. It was these three chicks. They was just going so hard, you know. As soon as we walked past them, Willie asked for the smoke, so I handed the smoke back to him.
It's a shot.
I with my nigga. So as I reached back to give him the smoke, man, I turned back around and I see the dude, you know, I see the shooter. Mm-hmm. I see him stumble, you know, boom, boom. And you see the crowd kind of move out the way, you know, mm-hmm. and it wasn't no swinging back that nigga up the, you know, mm-hmm. after he got hit.
Up there,
and that nigga, he laid it down.
Yeah,
he meant business.
On Instagram, he was like, he showed some bullet wounds or some shit from that night, and I was like, damn, niggas out here shooting for
me. I'm glad ain't nobody get hurt.
But like hurt that, bad. It was bananas, you know. And I'm not going.
Well, he had a little 22 or some shit, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a little gun, you know. But
it was no damn, your shoulder go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He wasn't Tony Montana.
Show to go.
He wasn't Tony Montana, but you know, he definitely, you know, he had a little pocket rocket. Mm. But I'm gonna say this though, you know.
Hey, he would ask
you. Like, man, it's crazy because I was going there to meet somebody.
Yeah.
That was it. I was going there to meet somebody, and we was just gonna chill for a second because we had plans on going elsewhere. Man, you think about this though, you don't know who was with him though.
Yeah.
So what if he was by himself and somebody, you know, and they with their people. And somebody hit him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They started the shit, you know.
But see, I had posted some on IG.
You never know.
I had posted some on Twitter today. JBD had posted some shit with like, this nigga, he in custody. It had started walking. And somebody was like, so they ain't gonna acknowledge that he was getting jumped or some shit or like self-defense or some shit?
Well, at the same time, though, man, you know. You gotta learn. We forget how to take losses, man. That's our problem.
Yeah.
Can nobody take a loss nowadays, you know? And if you would have just took the L, you know, take your L, you know what I'm saying? You get a blessing in the end, you know? It'll make it tougher.
Now, like, you could be a 6 counts of aggravated assault.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's
six.
Yeah.
But his bun was like 300,000.
For real?
Yeah, like 300,000.
Yo! All right.
I'm saying, did you know?
No! Yeah. Hold up, let me have that.
The hell, Pop? How Pablo get loose?
He probably ain't loose. He probably be more bullshit. But yeah, what I had saw was like just like nigga had pulled like he said pocket rocket out and just started pop pop. I was like, nigga, you going to like you know what I'm saying? Like come on, bro. No
they got video, on, bro. Video evidence. Whoever that is
and
clutch.
That's why I don't go to no shit like. I mean, man. I ain't saying it's like, no, that you don't.
I understand.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah,
right.
If I be like, man, you know what? Niggas might get to shooting over there.
I'm going to put it like this. If we were, like trying to rush to get in, we would have been like right there. Real close right there. We was right there.
Yeah.
But you could tell the way how it was so packed, you know, we only made it so far. Mm-hmm. You know, but we was right there.
I told a nigga if I would have went, I feel like I was a nigga. With a nigga got shot or some shit. Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know.
Man, that nigga was fired.
The nigga who recording the shit was pretty close. He like he recording the gunshot
right there.
He like, you could have got shot, bro.
Bold.
his shit perfect.
Right.
Meanwhile, like, niggas clear vision. Recording shit.
They got this nigga face on the news
over a fight. This nigga shooting. He like steady as hell. He like
his face on the news. Yo, but you know what though? No. People got shot, but man, people got trampled, man. Dog, I'm not bullshitting, though. Yo, I'm not bullshitting. This is what I'm saying. Imagine this some number of people out here on this big ass street.
Yeah. And they hear gunshots.
This is what I'm saying. And you hear more than, and it's close to you. Man, people was dipping, man. Niggas was getting low.
I'm sorry if it was you, man. But I know a nigga that told me he was like, cool, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I seen people get punished.
That nigga said, I put a bitch head in the dirt.
Damn. See, nobody bring up that part.
Me?
Hey, nobody thinking of that
everybody
shit.
Gets,
you know?
I mean, neither one of them got shot. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying, like, I guess he was just ready to go. He was trying to
man, people getting stampeded out there, man. It was more people laying out in the street from the crowd pushing them away than people that got shot. You know, and that's when I was like, oh man, I knew that shit was finna be.
And you
crazy.
Saw them users up there,
man. No, like when he started firing off, the crowd bum rushed us. So I'm in the middle of the shit, but I'm smarter than some way somehow. I think Willie pulled me a little bit.
Yeah.
So he kind of pulled me up on the sidewalk a little bit. Yeah. On the sidewalk a little bit.
So
you
basically,
know?
If you had on some J's or something,
it's over with.
You done.
It was people out there picking up shoes. I seen a pair of pants with the belt buckle still
stop.
In it.
Stop. Pair of pants. Whole pair of pants.
Yo.
Homecoming, niggas were having a good time. niggas
didn't
jump.
What were you doing? Why you get your pants, man?
What were you doing?
Hey, man. Where your pants go? I see a shoe or something. Your whole pants go?
Like, yo, for real. But it was crazy out there, man. But it spooked me, man. You know, and not even a gunshot. It spooked me like, man, people was getting hurt in the crowd, man. Like, that shit was ugly.
Did you know anybody getting shot?
I knew a guy that knew the one dude that got shot, and that was my confirmation that somebody actually got shot.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ain't no way.
He was shooting somebody.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like I'm watching him.
Who he was fighting? What other dude that he was fighting?
Bro, I was on Twitter, and Quincy was like, but he was defending himself. And I was just like, look here, man. You can defend yourself with fists.
Don't fight. And like, shit. No, shoot me.
You can fucking.
Yeah, he was just firing off in the crowd. That's the only thing about that. Like, he just fired off in the crowd.
He
went
out there by six. So.
Y'all remember Tyson Gay? Daughter? The dude, the track.
Yeah,
nigga was just shooting and she just got caught and because he was shooting the crowd.
Damn.
That's some sad. Your daughter just died because she was eating some ribs and she looked to the right.
Went to a bar.
And got shot. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's crazy.
What was this? It was 3 weeks ago, maybe two. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that long ago. Like, you know, his daughter got just like bro, that's some fucked up shit. 14.
It's crazy.
She chilling. That's why everybody be chilling. Yep. Bye. Oh, shoot, shot. Bye. You dead. Yep. You're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some ignorant ass shit. You know what I'm saying? They want, like, when they be like, man, free Bobby Smyrna. They said Bobby Smyrna used to be in that bitch busting that crowd. He saw a nigga, he ain't like, bye. You know he ain't no trained fucking military marine ass nigga.
Man,
he's shooting everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you ain't shoot who you wasn't even to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why?
You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, man, this ain't gonna free nobody, nigga. Like, he done shot some niggas that he wasn't supposed to shoot.
That shit definitely, man, you know, let me know I was too old to be there.
Yeah.
I was too old to be there.
Let you know that?
Yeah.
That's some real nigga shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you gotta learn how to admit to shit, man. And like I look back at that shit like, man, I wasn't even supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Just to be honest. And man, cause it's a thousand other things.
Then my girl was finna go, but she was like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I'm finna go to a cute the Greek show.
It was that. You see what I'm saying?
She was to a Greek show and I was like, shit, I'm definitely not finna go to this goddamn party. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went last year, and I think I left like 10 minutes after because it was just too packed.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you grow, man. You just try to separate yourself from them type of crowds.
Yeah, man. And you know, and that shit put a stain on Jackson State, man. That added on to the shit they went through. They went through a lot.
It really put a stain on it, that Black Lives Matter movement. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it makes you feel like, do it really matter? You know what I'm saying?
Because we ain't treating like it matter.
Hell no, man. So you can't really. And I went to the Million Man March. You know what I'm saying? I went to D.C., went up there and marching and shit. You know, I wasn't marching and protesting, but
you was there.
I was there. You know what I'm saying?
Got so treating. Shout out. No, I was here.
It's just crazy, man. When you like when people badge like what Lil Wayne said on their little interview yesterday, the other day or whatever, man. I feel him. You know what I'm saying? Because
the way I'm a rich ass motherfucker,
he ain't ever experienced no type of racism. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But also Wayne had a lot of verses that, you know, contradicted that statement.
Yeah, man.
So he had a lot of Black Lives verses and stuff that he was like pretty aware of. That I don't think everybody was like so like around about. Like, nigga, you just said that you kill unarmed black people.
Right.
You need some sequels. You know, I don't know. Like, he was just saying. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You gotta remember too, his music too. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say stuff. You know that they just sound good, but they go with the wave.
A lot of people, like give these people like too much credit. So take for example, when Rick Ross was like pears, fuck you talking about Rick Ross? Y'all remember when he was talking about pears or something?
Mm-hmm.
He was like pears, or it was just like it was like trending.
You're right.
So you talking about like Lil Wayne probably high as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
talking about
Black Lives Matter.
You know what I'm saying? Like then he walked in the room like, oh no, I ain't really mean that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear his apology? You heard his apology though then.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's just like, I know Lil Wayne really ain't mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably said it, but at the same time, he probably was just like thinking, cause I was fucking high as shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is what it is.
When I'm drunk, I say a lot of shit that I really don't mean at all.
Everybody does.
45 minutes ago.
Right. Take it personal.
But this is true. The election is November, this Tuesday. This Tuesday.
Coming up.
Damn. It's this Tuesday.
Man, where have I been?
So they're going to be the 9th. No.
It's getting
weird.
9,
10. So
it's
either Hillary or Trump.
It's either Hillary or Trump. And I think, the poll said 279 to 204, Hillary whooping Trump. Damn. But it's not even good enough. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's good, but it's like, niggas is voting for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a high number. Like, he ain't behind that much.
No, that's fucking great. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. It's like, she ain't winning about no landslide. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't winning about
Trump trying to put that wall up.
Let me say this.
That's fucked up.
Neither one of them are a good choice.
Neither one will help me.
But we got to get this motherfucker in. We gotta get Hillary in there.
We got to, bro. But at the same time, like, anybody finna help me do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do what I've been doing. Praying and getting whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta listen.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep. You got to. But think about it, like, these a lot of these people in these offices, they do a lot for people, not for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all the thing we can do is just like think about it. Niggas vote for Trump because they're talking about tax cuts. You know what I'm saying? We not in tax cuts. You know what I'm saying? We ain't finna see none of that shit. We don't make more than $300,000 a year, so we can't get taxed. We not even talking about that. We talking about, you know what I'm saying? We want little shit. We want baby shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even want, like, fuck tax cuts, nigga. Like, you know, like, I mean, not fucking, but like, of course that trickle down to, you know, us, but at the same time, like, bro, it's bigger than us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We got shit that we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't worried about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you been a barber, y'all been a barber.
Damn, I'm not.
Nigga, 300. You know what I'm saying? Look here, get money, bro.
Keep doing what you're doing. Whoever in office, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
My advice to you.
And go vote.
And that's what it is. It's like Hillary going to keep the Obama stuff going. Because they're Democrats, right? So it's just really who's going to keep Obama's policies and his stuff going. She might change it a little bit, but it's going to be the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
I had no idea that. Listen,
keep the Democrats in the house. I'm gonna be broke.
Yeah, man. I'm rolling with the demos.
Marquise, man, not too long ago, bro, I had texted you some Jeezy shit, bro.
Jeezy.
I was like, man, this is the hardest. Nah, I texted you the hardest Jeezy lyrics ever in life.
You asked me about a, you asked me a couple of weeks ago what was my hardest Jeezy.
I said let's take a moment to recognize Jeezy hardest lyrics, and I was like geeked up. I said I'm higher than a motherfucker right now. I shoot a nigga dead in his bed right now.
I don't know, man. Jeezy,
you came with a lot of them though, but I don't think it was the hardest.
I've been dealing with a lot of his latest music, man.
That's what Travel Down Through.
Yeah.
Church in these streets.
Church in these streets.
I love that shit.
Love that shit.
I love Church in these streets.
I fuck with it too, man. It's tough.
This shit go harder than me.
This shit tough.
I'm a god in the hood, nigga. That was up. Shout out to Jeezy.
You vote with Jeezy again?
Yeah, I fuck with Jeezy.
Yeah, man. Like, I think Jeezy is like one of the people like that me and Marquise. Well, me and Marquise was just like a lot of people just relate to, man. Like. This nigga Cole, like, you know, he
consistent, bro.
I mean,
yeah, we have a conversation. Yeah, I the lyrics to J. Cole and Kendrick, but I'm gonna talk about this coke and some shit. You know what I'm saying? He was
I just can't even get a bad bitch or something to look at. Yeah.
That's some company. He was like, shit. Yeah. He's like, why you here for us? I just can't get a bad bitch.
The hell you doing here, boy?
One of my favorite songs, though, like, man, I like Forgive Me.
Yeah. With Monica.
On, got me tripping, fleeing, me.
Yeah, I like that right there, man.
Y'all be bumping this in the barbershop?
Yeah, definitely.
Y'all be bumping episodes of the
barbershop? Yeah, we can bump, man. I want to see how I sound on the mic, man.
Yeah, man, we be playing shit too, man. We let that shit play in there.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. But what's up, man? Man, we missing Josh tonight, but Josh is...
missing that nigga laugh on the damn mic.
Yeah.
But instead of jocking y'all bad bitch of the week, people, I'm gonna give you a bad bitch of the week. I just went on Instagram and I just saw this fine. But like, all right, y'all know who Malaya is?
Malaya, the stripper.
Yeah, she
has someone tell Malaya I'm on fire. Fire. She worked in
that. She know me.
She know me.
So she done lost her way.
She like.
Let me go look at her. What's her Instagram name?
It's Malaya Michelle, Ju. I'm Malaya Fine, Ju. And when I was thinking about that, I was like, man, Josh need to get a bit bad bitch a week. Just based off this picture. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, Ju. You see her? You see her, Marky?
Yeah, I see her, boy.
What are you talking about, Ju? You know what I'm saying? She a vegan, Ju. She's just like straight.
It's all good, man. Shout out to
Malaya. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all boys stopping through here tonight, man. I even know Josh ain't here tonight, man. I really appreciate y'all boys helping me out with this shit, man.
I appreciate
y'all boys like some naturals, man.
Yeah, man, we out here.
Them man got the shoe, them got the shirt.
Man, you don't see that often these days, man. People don't have class like that.
Okay, I see your shirt, but your shoes don't match. Nah, man, first cut, I appreciate you stopping through here, man. Fucking with me, man. You got to come back again, bro.
Man.
Because I feel like I ain't do you justice, bro.
Man, you did, man. You had me again, man. Yeah. My second time on the show, I feel good about it, man. Yeah. I think I feel better about this one. Let me see my light. Let me see it.
I got quiet over here. I'm like, bro. Yo, this
is the first time on the show, bro. You got to come kick it more often, man.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely coming
to you. Why she don't eat no meat, man?
Man, because she fine.
She ain't got to. You ain't got to when you look like that. Like, people eat meat to get like that.
You think she went inside out of Miami?
Yeah. Nah, that shit natural. And that's what she claimed. You know what I'm saying? She, I ain't no Amber Road. I ain't nothing. She from
Houston,
I guess. Cause Joe
and
Drake fell in love with that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone tell Malaya
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should work tonight.
Someone tell Malaya she should work tonight. But yeah, man. Man. This has been another episode of Kickback Podcast. We done ran through this shit, man.
She got a video
into it. Hey Marquis, give me your IG name, bro.
I am Marquise. I am MARKICE.
You gotta spell out Marquise.
Cause niggas put the Q's and K's. Like, bro, come on, Mark Ice. Just like that, Mark Ice.
Nigga.
Carter's Barbershop.
Q, right. Give me your shit, bro.
Q the Barber. QUEDABARBER.
He said that high as a motherfucker.
Bingo.
King Willie Lee. And the King Willie Lee.
That nigga sound like he work on transmission, man. King Willie Lee.
Yeah, he got a couple carburetors over there.
King Willie Lee.
Carburetor alternator.
That nigga probably chew on straws and shit.
Yeah. But, yo, this has been another episode of Kickback Podcast. Always your boy, J-Red.